Another state moves to ban abortion. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Oklahoma state legislature passes a measure that some say goes beyond the highly restrictive Texas law.
The Oklahoma bill, which now heads to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt's desk, would prohibit abortions in all cases, except if the mother's life is in danger or if the pregnancy is due to rape or incest that has been reported to police. Governor Stitt said he plans to sign it. The bill also lets private citizens sue abortion providers or anyone who helps a woman get the procedure. A law is on the books now in Oklahoma forbidding abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Another effective this summer makes abortion a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and does not have rape or incest as exceptions. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The CDC has signed off on Pfizer's COVID booster shot for kids ages 5 to 11. The move from Director Rochelle Walensky came hours after a CDC advisory panel voted in favor of giving the boosters at least 5 months after the second dose. The move comes as COVID cases are surging again in the U.S. Vaccination rates for younger kids have lagged behind other age groups, Walensky said, leaving them vulnerable to serious illness. President Biden's invoked the Defense Production Act to get more baby formula on store shelves. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby explains what the military's role will be.
The principal job for the military will be to work with HHS, the Department of Agriculture, the FDA, to help provide contract commercial air to move formula from overseas, particularly Europe, to the United States.
Earlier, the Senate approved a bill that will make it easier for families participating in the federal food assistance program to obtain formula. The House passed the bill yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Houston are asking the public for help as they investigate the robbery and fatal shooting of a teenage boy.
Houston police offering a $25,000 reward to anyone with information which leads to the arrest of two suspects involved in the fatal shooting of a 14-year-old, allegedly because they wanted his shoes.
Please step up and do the right thing. Bring some peace and some sense of closure to this family that's hurting so bad right now.
Houston Chief of Police Troy Finner. Officials say one or two Hispanic males, approximately 15 to 17 years old, shot the high school freshman and were seen fleeing the scene, jumping into a PT Cruiser. A GoFundMe page set up for the family's funeral expenses, raising nearly $16,000. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A guilty plea made by a man accused of defrauding more than two dozen women.
A Florida man faces decades in prison after pleading guilty to 25 federal charges, including wire and mail fraud, identity theft, and money laundering. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Brian Wedgeworth used 10 different aliases as he scammed more than 30 women of more than $1.3 million. Court documents indicate he pretended to be a doctor on online dating services and convinced women to send him money, jewelry, and watches. Authorities say there could be more victims. He'll be sentenced in August. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
More Americans applied for jobless aid last week, but the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits is at a 53-year low. Applications for unemployment benefits rose by 21,000 to 218,000 for the week ending May 14th. That's according to the Labor Department. Wall Street stocks ended the day lower, bringing the market closer to its first bear market since the start of the pandemic. The Dow lost 236, the Nasdaq off 29, the S&P minus 22 points. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.